Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number one. So you all are working with some big energy around this full moon. You've got the energy of the eight. You've also got deer energy. And what this is bringing in, both deer energy and the eight energy, because it's really stag energy or buck energy, is big business, tradition, even spirituality. And it's so beautiful because actually this buck energy really coincides with the eight energy, right? When we're working with eight energy, it brings in sort of themes around authority, expertise, sharing that expertise, business-minded leadership, having a bigger vision and working towards that vision, taking risks, and which really works well actually with your one energy as well. So it's an ambitious energy that pushes us to be assertive, to go after what it is that we want to achieve. It can also bring in themes around money, finances, resources, power, status, influence. So for those of you who have some kind of platform that you are sharing a greater message, if your business is, let's say, you know, on social media or something like that, you could see an influx of clients, of views, of sort of people coming your way to sort of get the wisdom that you have to share, right? So the expertise that you're offering, you may see people coming to you now to really that really value what you have to offer, right? And so the same thing with this sort of stag or buck energy coming through. This is leadership energy. This is going after what you want. This is very much like that big business. Can sometimes have to do with like systems or routines or something like that, but that's very calculated, I guess, right? There's some kind of system in place. There's some kind of organized plan in place. And so this comes back to also not being too impulsive, but being somewhat calculated with the risks that you're taking, because this could be a time around this full moon where you feel the push to sort of go all in and take that big, huge leap of faith. And I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying just be mindful of your impulsivity, right? If it takes some time, think about it, feel into it, plan a little bit, get a system or a strategy in place. And I think you could see some great success from that. But you may find people seeking you out now, seeing your value, seeing your worth, seeing what it is that you have that they need and coming to you. And in that process, they could actually see something within you that you haven't seen yet. And it sparks that new idea, that new inspiration, that new gift that you're ready to sort of become the expert at and share. So you could see your business, you could see your creativity sort of explode in a big way around this time, but in a beautiful way where it again enhances what you're already working on or brings about, again, fresh ideas, new ideas, and highlights for you where it is that you're not sort of reaching your highest potential in some area. You know, where is it that you're being held back? And how can you work through that so that you can put yourself out there and be the authority over whatever it is? There's something here that you're probably already the expert at. You're already that authority, but there might be some lack of confidence or fear involved in that. And this energy is really pushing you to move through that and step out into the spotlight. So again, you could see big emphasis on, again, money, resources, even spirituality. There's an integrity and there's a spiritual component with eight energy. And there's also that with the stag buck energy. So there's something here that's saying, you know, don't lose faith, you know, stay connected to your higher purpose, to your higher consciousness, to what it is that your soul is trying to achieve. And couple that or merge that with the very physical, practical pieces, and you will likely see success from whatever this is. But again, This could be a time where people come to you and see something within you that you haven't seen yet. So before you sort of dismiss that, listen to what they're saying, because it's likely something that's untapped, that's waiting to be tapped into. So big, powerful, beautiful energy for you all. You could also see an increase in finances, resources, an increase in clientele, contracts, all of those things. For some of you, it could bring in, because it's going to bring in for us what it is that we need to see, or where it is that we need to make some adjustments. So for some of you, it could bring losses, right? You know, with 8 energy, there's big gains and there's big losses, but there's lessons and there's value in both of those. So for some of you, if there needs to be a big loss to teach you something, that may come in around this time, because the full moon can be about things coming to completion or culmination. So just pay attention to what comes in, pay attention to who comes in and what they're trying to show you, and any of it will be valuable in your journey forward. So hope it's a beautiful full moon. Take care, ones. Bye for now.